And we're going to open up a public hearing for LD 1875, an act to address perifluoroalkyl alkyl and polyfluoroalkyl alkyl substances pollution from state-owned waste disposal facility. And our own Representative Ziegler is the sponsor. All right, Representative Ziegler, I'm going to pass it over to you.
Thank you, and good morning again. Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and distinguished members of the Environment and Natural Resource Committee. My name is once again Stanley Page Ziegler, and I represent District 96, consisting of the towns of Belmont, Liberty, Lincolnville, Montville, Morrill, Palermo, and Searsmont. And like Representative Bill, my district will also be changed. I am writing to support LD 1875. This committee has been involved in bills dealing with the effects of PFAS, and as a committee, we are well aware of the negative health aspects it poses. We have seen the farming, hunting, and fishing communities worry about the health and economic repercussions. There are options to remove PFAS from leachate. LD 1875 would require the treatment of leachate from active state-owned waste disposal facilities to reduce the concentration of PFAS to the extent feasible with available technology prior to its shipment to a wastewater treatment facility, or to send the leachate to a facility that has necessary technology to reduce the concentration of PFAS. When I submitted my testimony, the next sentence is no longer valid. And I have an amendment dealing with that that we just put in yesterday. This just came in the last yesterday. So those of you who have my testimony in front of you, I'm not going to read that sentence. Currently, the leachate from Juniper Ridge is processed by a facility releasing into the Penobscot River. The impact of this on the river and its fish have been significant concern. We must ensure that our state-owned landfill follows the best practices for disposing of its leachate. And that means ensuring it is appropriately treated for PFAS, either on-site or at a specialized facility. Federal funds were recently secured in the FY22 Interior Appropriations Bill to install a specialized treatment system for PFAS waste at Ansett Madison Wastewater Facility, which according to the conversations had with Anson Madison, they will meet those needs. The technology is new, but they're working on it. As mentioned, some of the leachate from Juniper Ridge ends up in the Penobscot River. The Penobscot Nation depends on the Penobscot River for many things, including the fish in the river to help feed their families. They have asked for our help in making sure that their community is not impacted by exposure to these toxic chemicals. We can't wait for the federal government to take action, as they haven't been proactive on this issue. Maine needs to develop its own plan of action. There are other landfills in our state that need to be regulated concerning leachate discharge, and this bill will help develop an approach that can be used in those regulations. I sent my friendly amendment to our analyst, and I would like if Dan could speak to that at this moment, or at least share the screen and show that amendment. Is that possible?
Dan, are you available to walk us through Representative Ziegler's amendment?
I can screen share it, but I didn't produce the amendment, so I couldn't speak to it.
Right. This amendment.
There you go, Representative Ziegler. Can you see it?
I can. Can everybody else see it?
We can. Yep.
This amendment came about, and there was, and the DEP and I think Sarah Woodbury will discuss this. This came late into conversations we had right before the weekend, and it's just in the wording of the bill. And it reduces the amount of work that the DEP would have to do in coming up with the necessary rulemaking. And I'd rather have them speak to it. I mean, if you want, I can read it, or otherwise I assume everybody here has probably read it as I spoke. Do you want me to read it?
No, I think probably what would be more effective is to have the DEP walk us through their thoughts on the amendment, and perhaps also Sarah Woodbury, since the production of the amendment came in concert with those two folks.
So in other words, Senator, you're taking me off the hot seat, and I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. All right, so Dan, we'll end that screen share. Does anyone have any questions for Representative Ziegler? All right, not seeing any. Thanks for bringing this forward.